is Max Access, where Mackenzie Barwell takes you closer to members of Forge FC off the pitch on the Forge Audio Network.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Max Access. I am your host, Mackenzie Barwell, coming to you on April 4th, 2024, just a week and a half away now from Forge FC's home opener. And if you were at Tim Hortons Field on March 28th for that kit reveal, you'd know exactly what to expect. Plus, that conversation that I had with Dom actually just a little while ago told us that this one is going to be special in comparison to other regular season matchups. We've got the banner unveiling, the medal giveaway, and now we get to see these 2024 kits in action. So I can assure you, it will not disappoint. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I've got an exciting episode planned, a few updates to share since the last time I checked in, plus a very exciting interview with new goalkeeper of Forge FC, Jasim Khalilat. So why don't we just go ahead and get right into it? All right, as I briefly mentioned there, the club recently unveiled the 2024 custom-made Macron primary and alternate kits. If you haven't already seen them, I'll insert some photos here, and if you're on audio, feel free to visit the YouTube. But they do a fantastic job at describing exactly what these kits are on the website, actually. The orange primary kit is said to encapsulate the essence of the club's heritage and triumphs. Their jersey boasts as an abstract, geometrical pattern portraying sparks flying from a hammer in action. I really like this orange one because you can't see all of the detailing unless you're up close, and then you can see exactly what's on it. Plus, the neckline, gold, same with the arm sleeves. Very cool. The white, though, was a fan favorite, I must say, at the kit reveal. People loved it. It's very clean, very sleek. This one is said to be a tribute to the captivating allure of Hamilton, renowned as the waterfall capital of the world. So there's your quick briefing on the new 2024 playing kits. In other news, Forge FC recently announced the signing of Canadian midfielder Matteo Schiavone for the 2024 CPL season. He comes on loan from MLS side CF Montreal. He's currently 18 years old. He spent some time with the CF Montreal youth system before signing with their sister club at the age of 17. Then eventually he went on to make 29 appearances, scoring twice and recording 3 assists over 2 seasons in 2022 and 2023. And then internationally, he represented Canada at the U20 level for the CONCACAF Men's Under-20 qualifiers. So like many other players on this roster, no lack of experience from Matteo. He was one of the last people left in caretakers after the kit reveal. Talking to staff, fans, definitely made it clear that he's happy to be here. So I look forward to having a conversation with him in the near future on the Audio Network. Another signing, and the one featured in today's episode, goalkeeper Jasim Khalilat signs with Forge on a multi-year contract. The 24-year-old comes from MLS Next Pro side LAFC2. He made 7 appearances with them in the 2023 season and recorded 2 clean sheets. So I don't want to give away too much about his professional career because I want to give him the opportunity to give us the rundown. And thankfully, he agreed to be on the show today. So I'm just going to go right ahead and throw to the interview. Here we go. Jess, thank you very much for joining me on the Audio Network once again.
Happy to be here. It's my pleasure.
Good. I'm glad. I know you've been kind of into training. You've been in the Hamilton area for a while now. Can you just start by telling us what your experience has been like so far?
I mean, it's been good. Obviously, it's a change from where I was last year, especially with the weather, I'd say. But honestly, having been in New Hampshire for college, it's nothing new and it's, you know, familiar. So nothing crazy. Been enjoying it.
Yeah, yeah. And for those of you who may be confused by the weather comment, you come from LA, right?
Yes, yeah.
So apart from the weather, what else are you missing from there?
Not much, really, honestly. It's, I feel like Hamilton is it feels pretty like homey, I'd say.
Totally.
You know, it's very, I'd say it's like on the calmer side of cities, and it's not something it's just something I actually quite like, you know?
Yeah.
And
it's a very comfortable place to be. I agree.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's also nice that it's like not too far from Toronto, where I have some family there, and it's obviously like in a good spot. There's plenty of nature around. Like it's a place where I guess you can do a lot of things, and that's what the guys on the team have been telling me.
You can see the waterfalls and stuff. Have you heard about those yet?
No, I know we are like pretty close to Niagara Falls, so I'm gonna have to go.
Capital. Come on.
I don't know. That's all I was told. I was saying we're not far from that, so that's something to see too, you know?
There's plenty around. Okay, well, that's a conversation for another time. We kind of went over your professional career, but I want to give you an opportunity to go a little bit more in depth. I know you played D1 at New Hampshire and then obviously going on to play in the MLS Next Pro League. So can you just kind of give the Coles notes on how that came about and your progress and development as an athlete throughout those years?
I'd like to think I have quite a unique path, like to the pro scene. I don't think a lot of people know this, but obviously I grew up in Dubai till I was like 16 years old. And my goal was always to become a professional soccer player. And in the Middle East, I don't think like athletics is pushed as hard as other professional like jobs, basically. So once I was 16, I got the opportunity to go to France. And in France, I played academy there for a League 2 team for about 2 years. Then I went to Sparta Prague for a year, and then from there, I don't want to say the doors were closed, but they weren't very like clear. The light at the end of the tunnel wasn't too bright over there.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So we ended up going the college route, and then it was just the same kind of grind, you know, like just putting your head down every day and hoping that what you do in the college scene is enough to get you to the next level. And Thankfully the platform that I had in junior college and at UNH was enough to get me through. So I'm grateful for those places.
What were you expecting with that transition coming from Europe to North America? Obviously that wasn't what you had planned, but what do you remember from that?
It was honestly, I don't want to say it was a bit of a shock, because when I found out I was going to junior college, and we were in Iowa, so it's like a tiny city in Iowa called Council Bluffs. Like there's like nothing there.
No way. Okay. I didn't realize. Yeah. Okay.
So when I was there, I was expecting like the soccer level not to be great. And it was in my mind, it was kind of like, I just go in there and get out, go to a D1 school. Like, but our coach there, Mike Brown, he had recruited a ton of really good players, and most of the guys were international. And we just ended up having a 20-man roster of guys who had played at so many different academies, like in Europe or we had some like Japanese national team guys, like at youth levels. And so the standard was really high, and I was kind of surprised, and it kind of gave me a shock in a different way, you know, where it's like, this is not as different as I thought it was going to be, you know?
Yeah. That's a pleasant surprise for sure.
Yeah.
Sounds like a very eclectic group.
Oh, it was. It definitely was.
My next question for you, Jess, was going to be how you see those experiences preparing you for the CPL and to play with Forge. But even, you know, you talk about that standard being set really high. I can kind of already tell where that's coming from, even from a university perspective. But could you also share that from your time with the MLS?
So I think I think it's prepared me well for this next step, like coming into Forge. I think there are a lot of similarities between the locker rooms in LA and the locker rooms at Forge, because they're both very like very much winning teams.
Right.
LAFC the last 2 years have been very successful. They've won the MLS Cup and made the final last year. So surrounding yourself with guys who are on the first team, Denis Bouanga, Maxime Crépeau, like those are two guys that I spent a lot of time with and gave me a lot of advice and guidance. Those guys are, essentially, you believe they're just born to win, you know, that is kind of their mindset. And coming to Forge and having that culture where the team has won 4 times already and plenty more to strive for, like you kind of get that same sense where you have guys like Benny, like Bex, like all these guys that just carry themselves with like an elitist mindset.
Yes.
And it's very similar, you know, it's like guys you look at and you take example of. Obviously I'm 24. I'd like to think it's like a good age, you know, still young, not too old, but
we're prime,
100%. So it's a perfect time to like look at these guys and see what I can take from them and what I can apply myself from previous experiences. And it's just been a good experience so far with those guys in the locker room.
Yeah, no kidding. It's so interesting to hear you talk about learning by example and how they carry this like innate sort of like winningness. That's so
exactly.
true. That's kind of how I felt as well when I walked into the stadium for this first time. But, you know, we're talking about a lot of players, but I also want to get into the coaching style of Bob Sweet, because I'm sure he was also a big factor in your decision. And I think it's safe to say that he also has that winning mentality. So what do you appreciate about the way that he kind of leads this team?
I mean, obviously on a tactical standpoint for me, when I first came in, there were obviously some things to adapt to. But as a coach and as a person, like, you can just tell he brings a lot of energy and passion to the sessions. It's obviously he is a strong character, and I think a lot of the guys respect that on the team. He knows what he wants and what he wants to get done, and he's just one of those guys that you can kind of believe that if you follow the path that he is leading, then success will follow.
Yeah,
like, he gives off that image. And I mean, as like everyone can see, like, that's what he's been doing for the last few seasons, and clearly it's working, you know. So
yeah, he's very specific about his ways, very calculated. I've seen the mock-ups and stuff in the locker room. You mentioned having to adapt in some ways tactically, but can you just give us some insight into your style of play as an individual player and kind of how you've developed that throughout your career, and kind of not only the ways that you have to adapt, but the ways that you also feel like it will transfer nicely into the style of play of Forge?
I think, so obviously, like, as a goalkeeper, you want to be that guy that makes, like, crucial saves. You know, mm-hmm. I rate my shot stopping a lot. I think that's my greatest quality. I do obviously think I fit well into the style because I can also play out the back with the rest of the guys. But the reason I think it fits nicely is because Forge is a team that has a tendency not to concede a lot of shots to begin with. You know, it's a very solid team defensively. And I think if I look back at my college career, and in those cases, I've played for two schools that also don't concede a lot of shots. And it's one of those teams that, and Forge is one of these teams where, as a keeper, you just might have one save to make, and that's the difference maker, and you just have to be willing to do that. And I believe that my style of play kind of, like, suits that, you know, just like having that one save to make, and hopefully exactly.
Yeah, okay. Aside from, you know, we've talked about four championships later out of five seasons, this team is full of winners. What else attracted you to join not only Forge but also the CPL, because it's proven to be a very I think pivotal piece in progressing Canadian football?
I think I mean, not a lot of people know this too, but in 2022, when I was still in college, I trained with Forge over the summer for, I think it was about 10 days.
What?
Yeah. And I had like a little stint, just like met a few guys, and one of my really good friends that I played with in college is a friend of Garvin. So when I first came in at that time, like, I quickly met Garv, and like, when this whole Forge thing came back up now, like, 2 years later, I was like, oh, there are faces on the team that I know and that are still there. And I think, like, in the sense of Canadian soccer and how it's progressing, I think the CPL is a growing league. I think a lot of people know that. And, I mean, you can just tell with the team's appearances in like, the CONCACAF Cup, like, stuff like that, you know that it's progressing in the right direction. So, like, it's just exciting to be part of a growing league where the level of play is pretty high, too. And it's just an interesting place to be, and just an opportunity for a lot of Canadian talent to be able to showcase itself at that level, you know?
Totally. I'm not going to lie, I'm still stuck on the fact that you trained before. What are the odds? That's crazy. And you met Garv. So it's funny to say that, because I was going to ask if there was anyone on the team whose first impression kind of stuck with you, not knowing it would have gone back to 2 years ago.
Yeah. No, they're honestly, a lot of the guys on the, it's very easy to say, but a lot of the guys in the locker room are, like, they're good people to begin with, besides good players. But And there are guys that have things in common with me with like the college path, you know, like Dom Samuels, shit, we shared the same head coach in college, you know, like.
I was just gonna say, okay, yeah.
And then there's, I mean, Noah Jensen's played D1, Malcolm's played D1, like these guys have played college soccer too, you know, so it's quite easy to get around the locker room and just have conversations with all these guys because there are commonalities with everyone in the group, you know.
Totally. Have you and Dom bonded over that?
I'm sure. Yeah. We've made countless jokes about.
You guys never overlapped though, right?
No, we didn't.
Okay. All right. Well, I've got a few more for you, Jess, and they're a little bit more lighthearted because I have this show called Max Access, and typically during the season, I'll go into one of the green rooms with the guys, and we just kind of like. More banter, less formalities, but we got to like break down the walls with you. Okay. We've never done this. I had to get the formalities out of the way. Yeah. But I do have a couple questions on a Max Access kind of standpoint. The first being whether or not you have a pregame routine or superstitions.
I think it's a pretty long one though.
How long? Like the day?
Like it's not necessarily like, this is a thing I do like almost every day. I think the way I always go left glove on first, right glove on first. But when I'm lacing and putting socks and boots, it's always socks and everything don't really matter. But then boots, it's always right on first, left on second, tie left one first, tie right one second. It's always the same. And I always, those are really the same. And once we get on the field, it's always like two hops on the left foot, two hops on the right foot. Water bottles always on the right side, on the left side of the goal, sorry. And then, yeah, and I do also, I will, before the game when we're in the huddle, I think like, you obviously see a lot of people like just like giving each other high fives before the game. I will not go past our holding mid.
If you do the high fives.
Yeah, so it's back line, holding mid, and...
All right, that's it.
Yeah, then the other guys can just do their thing.
Yeah. Oh, you were not... Yeah. You did it long.
Yeah, yeah.
Any more?
No, that's it.
Okay. Any hidden talents? Or maybe even hobbies, like side hustle hobbies kind of thing.
I'm a huge gamer. That's one. Oh, yeah. My. Yeah, big time gamer. Anything that's like first person shooter, I play it. Basically. Okay. Yeah. Not a FIFA guy, none of that.
That might be controversial in the locker room, no? If you're not?
Not really. Yeah, I brought the Switch. I brought the Nintendo Switch to the locker room and now and I mean Jens is definitely the best at it.
Oh no, yeah?
Yeah, he's been kicking everyone's ass at
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, he's been just giving everyone a beating on Super Smash Bros. And yeah.
Okay, I'll have to bring that up next time. Last one. What was the first job that you ever had?
First job? Probably coaching kids. It was after high school during my gap year. It was like between France and Prague.
Yes.
When I was back home, I was just training with a club team, and they would do camps for kids, and I would just coach. Yeah.
Okay, well, I feel like that makes sense. And then look where you are now. Experiences slowly paying off, combined with the 17 superstitions pre-game.
Yep.
Listen, Jess, thank you so much. That's all I have for you. I do appreciate you coming on and giving us the introduction that we've all been waiting for.
My pleasure.
All right. Thank you all so much for tuning in to today's episode. And special thank you to Jasim for making his debut on the Forge Audio Network. One other thing to mention, Forge recently announced the different theme nights throughout the 2024 season. And I would highly recommend you have a look at those. I'll include them in the video. If you're on audio, have a look at the website. But the ones that stood out to me were the Marvel Night, Oktoberfest, Forging the Future. You know, just something to keep in mind so that you can mark it in your calendars ahead of time. Thank you all so much again for listening, and I'll be back to check in next week.
for listening to Max Access on the Forge Audio Network. If you like what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, comment, and share.